Hey, Dylan, give me two truths and a lie.
I love my shovels, mm-hmm. and I love my dad.
That's two things.
What,
wait.
What about a lie?
Oh, there's supposed to be a lie in there?
Hello!
Hello! Hello. And welcome!
Do I have a job anymore?
You're fired, Chris.
And welcome back to Trouble at the Tavern.
A D&D podcast.
Oh, I didn't get the memo.
We re-recorded that part, Michael, and you still fucked up. A D&D podcast where our establishment doesn't offer any bonuses to armor or dex saves, mainly because we don't include cover at the door.
Sorry.
Wait, hold on. Let me think.
That was good.
Hartley, thoughts?
I like that one. Yeah, Hartley, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay, great.
Approved.
Yes. Approved. We can move on.
My name is Chris Black, and I am your dungeon master for this podcast. Join with me, as always, Michael Pugasevich.
Watch your backs, because Julia is my new great axe, Dylan Buckley.
Oh, you've turned a new leaf.
I sure have.
I might have prepared.
Hartley Fanson.
Hi, I'm Hartley. I play Clue.
Paladin. Oh, sorry.
I play a paladin, Clue Standy.
How surprising.
Yeah.
And last but certainly not least, Maggie Pellud.
Playing Minx Revka. Also a paladin.
No! That's my thing.
Two paladins!
No,
I have two healing people.
Hartley, I didn't tell you.
Dylan Buckley, also a paladin.
Grub, also a paladin.
Madame Pouch, also a paladin.
You can't do that. Madame Pouch, she gets a pass.
We're all going to multi-class into paladins.
Which, ooh. Speaking of which, we mentioned, we didn't even mention this on the last call, but no? You guys are now level 5.
Yeah! Level 5.
Oh, God, heck, I'm going to kick your ass. Ass, yep. Chris.
My job becomes more and more difficult the longer we go.
Cannot wait.
I'm afraid.
But before we get into this session, let's do a quick recap of the last one.
Yes. Okay.
In the last session, Team Not the Time attempted to make pleasantries with Rogar, a former brute of Madame Pouch, who is attempting to branch out and form his own empire. The pleasantries started well, with the crew learning that Rogar was in communication with Faridin Silverbeard, and was looking to sell him Madame Pouch's stolen merchandise when he arrived to Clangadin's base. Things turned sour, however, when Rogar noticed Minx attempting to insert deep gnome poison into his...
Oh, yeah, that again.
Deep gnome poison.
Poison.
Electric ears.
Gobert.
That part made me laugh quite a bit.
That's so good. I can't wait
it
to keep that in.
It was so yeah. straight. That's like, yeah. yeah.
Electric ears.
Fuck! A fight commenced, which included Rogar snorting drugs, showing off his severed hand collection, and smashing his eel aquarium, turning the lair into a flooded combat arena.
Sounds like a great night out.
It honestly does.
I showed him my severed hand collection.
of his two hands.
You're spoiling the recap!
Buddies.
Starting fresh.
However, with a combination of Minx's telepathic magic, Clue's frightening presence, Dax's sneak attacks, and Dylan's shovels...
Yes. The well, fight. lack of shovels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no shovels.
No shovels, baby.
Damn
it's okay.
It.
A small sword.
A small tear.
The fight became very one-sided, and Rogar eventually conceded. The crew made Rogar swear to leave Clangadin's base, but proceeded to take everything that gave him power, including his Meridium Great Axe Julia, his authority of the kobold community, and, of course, his hands.
Yeah. We're the good guys.
We are.
We're the good guys. We are.
The session ended with the group making their way out of the sewers with Madame Pouch's stolen crate. And that is where we are now. First and foremost, Clue and Dylan, we didn't wrap this up at the end of the fight, but you are still bleeding from taking those attacks
right.
from Julia.
Yeah, sure.
So basically how this works, I think I mentioned this in the last call, but... You can either heal yourself using a potion or healing spell, or you can make a medicine check to kind of stitch yourselves back up.
I think we're level 5 now, baby. Clue just comes out of, like, he's holding both hands in his hands. And he goes, so I'm feeling stronger. And he claps the hands together in a form of prayer, and I cast Prayer of Healing. It is a... up to 6 creatures of my choice that I can see within range, each gain hit points equal to 2d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier. So that is going to be...
Oh.
13 HP to everyone.
Oh, wow. I feel a little dirty, but thank you, Clue.
I'm praying, see?
Okay.
With his hands.
You see the severed hands of Rogar glow, and you see the same glowing effect on your open wounds, Dylan and Clue, and you feel yourselves getting healed and the wounds stitching up. So you're no longer getting the bleeding effect from the Meridian weapon.
Okay. Thanks, Clue.
Feeling good?
Yeah, I feel great.
Nice.
Maybe we put those away now.
Oh, what? My
The
sword? Yeah, I don't need the sword anymore.
Frozen across the room. Sorry. That was a great hand motion.
I don't need this anymore. Let me find my great axes.
Speaking of which, Minx, you hear from behind the sound of a small kobold speaking draconic to you. Excuse me, miss, your weapon's here. And you see all the kobolds behind you holding the weapons that they previously threw away before you guys met Rogar.
Oh, thank you. I'll redistribute. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Brent.
Brent. Awesome. Brent, can you be
Brent?
Brent. With two T's?
You're new to Draconic, aren't you?
So, my accent's rusty. I'm so sorry.
Brent.
Did you know that she could speak dragon?
I slowly touch Minx on her shoulder. Minx, are you okay?
Mm? Oh, yeah. I'm just talking to this guy.
You're speaking in a different language. You're making scary sounds.
You're scaring the kids.
Did you know that?
And me, a little.
I think you just walked on water back there.
That was interesting. That I've never done before.
Listen, you looked at me weird about the hands thing, but we're leaving that very much off to the side.
The new magic. It felt like I don't really cast without stuff, without orbs. This, I think...
A side effect?
I don't think Minx would have ever cast magic unless she was like learning without orbs.
No,
at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, especially because like you probably haven't casted a lot of magic in like your previous time.
Yeah.
So yeah, casting without the use of element orbs is definitely a new experience for you.
Yeah, it felt great. Honestly, felt really
yeah,
good.
You looked at peak form over there.
Yeah, and now I feel like these kobolds might have been saying stuff about us the whole time we were walking in, but now. Can hear everything.
I think you've learned Draconic.
Sick. I wonder if it'll last.
After the weapons,
we turn to the camera.
After the weapons are redistributed and your element orbs, of course, Minx. Brent motions back to you and says, "Now where are we taking this?" And he motions to the big crate that a bunch of the kobolds are lumbering through the sewers right now.
Yeah. So how far north do these sewers go?
They go all the way up to ring 2.
Oh shit. Okay.
Oh shit. Sorry, we can't even hear that. That's oh shit in Draconic.
I'll keep translating back and forth. Kobolds, they're asking where they want where we're bringing it, where we're bringing the merchandise.
We gotta go see Sleepy. Is that what we're doing?
I guess we try to bring it as close as possible to Madame Pouch's place.
Yeah. She's ring 4, right?
3.
3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you guys brought this down.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna ask you to bring it back up.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Do you have a system? Oh, I can't. Talk
I translate. What do you want to say?
Does he have a system for it?
Yeah. Do you guys have like pulleys?
Do we need to ask this question? He's agreed
we'll
to
watch.
Do it.
We'll watch.
I'll know what Chris guys, is going to say. Why are we pawning off this work? Let me just... I'm going to try and pick it up myself.
Give me a strength check, Luke.
Sure.
How strong are you?
That's 20.
20?
Dirty.
You're able to lift it. Carrying it for a long period of time might be very difficult.
I didn't mean carry it alone. You train with me every day. You can help me pick this up.
I look at Clue and I'm like, well, you've got two extra hands, Clue.
That's a good one.
No, okay, I'll help.
Along with the rest of the kobolds, make your way to a certain sewer entrance, which you can assume is close by to Madame Pouch in Ring 3. The kobolds have a very intricate system, much like ants distributing like very heavy pieces of like objects, like... Mm-hmm.
Twigs.
Yeah. They kind
I'm
of
picturing the log rolling system
yeah,
of like
yeah.
think that as they're kind of maneuvering this large crate up to surface level. You guys make your way back up to the top, find yourself in fresh air again, and you find that it is now nighttime in Klangenen's base. So luckily you came out at a time with this very suspicious party, and no one's around to see it.
Guys, if what's in this box? If it's the same stuff that Rogar was using, do you think Madame Pouch might be using this for something bad?
I honestly don't care.
Should we ask her?
We can ask her, but the terms of this deal were that we don't know what's in there. I think we can assume. You saw that powder that Rogar snorted.
I would assume it's something bad either way, but I would also... Oh.
Would you like to ask me?
Oh,
Wink is still here.
Oh, you...
Yes. Yes, I've been here this entire time.
Hi. You haven't been helping this carry this.
Well, you were hanging back, weren't you?
I like to be the thinker of the operations, not the strength.
Wink, what's in here?
He is the thinker.
What do you think is in there, Dylan?
I think it's the same drug that you've been using.
You might assume correctly there, young man.
Is it addicting?
Oh, man. Where to begin? This stuff is crazy.
And he goes on to give an explanation. I'm going to give you the mechanics of it.
Yeah, please.
So basically, this is the drug Cat. So
nice.
Not only the aesthetic of changing your eyes into slits and changing them to yellow, but Cat
is just for the aesthetic. And it's incredibly addictive.
Yes. But Cat, acronym for Constitution and Temp HP, not only would you get 5 temporary hit points at the start of each turn in combat, but you would get advantage on constitution saving throws. So that would be really helpful if you were trying to maintain concentration on spells. But also, there's a little added touch to this. It gives you advantage on death saving throws.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Advantage on death saves.
Yes. Advantage on death saves, constitution saving throws, and 5 temporary hit points at the start of every turn in combat. These effects last for an hour, but like Wink said, this is extremely addicting.
Yeah, well, I don't think Madame Pouch would notice if we took just one.
I think she very well
yeah.
might.
I slap you on the nose.
Ow! Okay, I'm sorry.
No drugs.
Okay.
We can't have you having an addiction going into the Feywild.
You need to wait until you're 20.
You're right. I am going to go see my mom. She'd be very disappointed.
I would be disappointed.
But I look at Dylan and I'm like, let's get you drunk first.
I had some wine today. It was awful.
Listen, kid. And I put my hand on Dylan's shoulder. Strength never comes from substances, all right?
Oh. Okay.
It only comes from blood, sweat,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Lots of tears,
mm-hmm.
so many tears.
Right.
You better be crying daily.
Yeah, and then...
G.I. Clue.
and then potions of healing, potions of strength... Potions of giant strength. Hey, what other potions do we have? Minx, help
me out.
Have you
been using potions of giant strength this whole time?
Okay, listen.
I've just heard stories.
Before we get too meta with this game. Listen, I appreciate you guys not killing me after doing what you did to Rogar. So
yeah, we're a little upset at you.
Understandably. I get that. Understandably.
You work in the underground.
I'm an annoying type of guy. I get it. Is there anything I can do as a favor in return?
Don't work for Faridin.
Okay.
Maybe we set a little higher of a bar. Dylan, let's take this back.
That was easy.
Wink, we go back a while, right?
Yeah, as far as I can remember.
Try to make sure, or at least try to keep an ear out for me and these two here. If anybody else starts coming up like that guy, can you let me know?
Sir, I'll be the eyes and the ears on the ground.
And also... just going by your former position for Rogar,
yes.
Can you speak Draconic?
Not a clue. It made my job very difficult.
Okay, but you do have a rapport with these kobolds here.
We are on polite terms.
I was going to say, you should just take Rogar's place.
I mean, not working against Madame Pouch.
Right. But, you know.
But as like a middle manager.
Yeah.
Like, I think you could do some good with the kobolds. You could kind of keep the streets clean in like a mob type of way.
I put my hand on Wink's shoulder and I say, you've been promoted.
Thank you, little boy.
I can at least give you a good reference also with Madame Pouch, if that's...
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I seem to remember that you had requested to meet with a certain elf, but they had to vacate the premises of the Amber Lantern when things got a little dicey back there. Again, sorry about that.
Uh-huh. I was doing my job. Somebody got a little hostile.
Yes.
Well, yes.
I wonder who it was.
Look, it's in the past. It's in the past. It's in the past.
It was always me. It's always me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we still need to talk about what happened back there.
We're going
to
talk about it later.
Okay. Yeah.
Both of our hands are on our hips across the table.
Are you guys mad at me or something? What? We won. We should be happy.
We're all just like, we have business.
We're all happy, right?
We have things to talk about, okay?
Listen, I don't...
I do what you're doing, but I'm using Rogar's hands.
No, enough of that. Put those away. They're starting to smell.
You like it.
They're starting to smell.
Blood stain everywhere. The jerkins just leaking.
They are dripping on the streets. But Wink goes on to say, I don't know how long you're staying in the city for, but...
We will be gone by tomorrow.
Well, perhaps maybe I can find him and... get him to meet you wherever you're spending the night.
If you could redirect him to the mansion, to the mansion here.
Of Madame Pouch?
Yeah.
I will do what I can as a newly promoted member of society.
Congratulations.
once again, thank you so much.
It's really quite interesting how quickly you switch sides.
I am turning a new leaf constantly. Farewell, one and all. It was a pleasure to meet you two, and Minx and Dax, a pleasure as always.
God, he's so happy.
I give him a wink.
I give him a wink.
You cannot tell if I am winking or blinking. Take my word for it, it was a wink as well.
Both eyes closed on Chris's end.
No, he's wearing
No, I know, but that's why it's...
IRL.
And Wink goes off down the street. The kobolds look at you. We good? Is that everything? Do you want it?
Yeah, you guys, I'll kind of just like huddle them up for a sec as much as possible. And I'm just like, thank you guys so much. If we are in the city again, who's kind of like your main go-to? Is it Brent?
Once again, my name is Brent.
I said that
again. Draconic is a very hard language.
Are you the main go-to of all the...
We kind of take turns. It's almost like a collective.
Like a roach. I love that.
Thank you.
Well, Brent, it was great to meet you. My name is Minx. And if we're ever in the city again, I would love to meet you on similar good tidings. Mm. I think you guys are very respectable and good at your jobs.
We want to kill your boss again next time.
Well, I might not be able to communicate as well next time. I don't know how long this is going to last. But it's been very handy for the last little bit.
Well, you know where we live, so anytime you want to visit.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And you see Brent and the rest of the kobolds just scatter back down into the sewers.
Bye-bye!
What a day.
Wow. Huh? They seem nice.
They seem very good at their jobs.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Kind of give me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. But the four of you very slowly pull this crate towards Madame Pouch's mansion.
How the heck did they bring this down?
There's just a lot of them, I think.
20 kobolds died in the process.
I feel like in duffel bags it would have made more sense.
You see the door.
They should have taken it apart.
Right?
You see the gates to the mansion still wide open, even though it's the middle of the night. You make your way through the grounds, and you are standing at the front of Madame Pouch's mansion.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Is Sleepy home?
After a few seconds, the massive door swings open, and you see Bernard standing there, looking, even though it's the middle of the night, looking just as awake as the last time you saw him.
Bernard, it's good to see you.
Hey, kiddo.
Once again.
Say to Bernard.
Doesn't say a word, and just kind of beckons you inside.
Okay. You got some other Bernards that can grab, take it the rest of the way?
Bernard has not moved in the slightest and is just continuing to beckon you in.
Okay. I pick up another side of the...
All right.
We carry it in.
Yeah.
As you make your way into the foyer with this crate, you hear from the darkness.
Ah, I was wondering what was... Sorry.
Jeez. Jesus, Sleepy.
It's really dark in here at night.
To some, yes. I see everything went according to plan.
Yeah, it went good. Rogar even gave us a hand in bringing this up here. And I clue to clue, clue, takes a couple beats and then pulls out Rogar's hands and says, he is not going to be a problem for you.
He's been doing this the whole way back.
Madame Pouch waits a few beats and you just see a small smirk on the side of her mouth. And
oh, she likes it.
And she says,
great.
Yeah, they're made for each other.
How barbaric. Do you mind if I hang on to these, Mr. Allagar?
Oh, really?
Can I keep one too? Maybe like...
like a friendship
like
necklace.
Like a matching set.
Yeah. Jesus
is there
Christ.
Something, is there something, can we put them in salt?
No, she can have both. You can have both. You can have both.
You hand both of the hands to Madame Pouch. She takes them and just lifts up her arms. And you hear from above, you just hear...
Oh, they're going into a nest.
As vines sneak their way down.
Feeding time.
Grab onto the hands and go all the way back up to have the hands join Madame Pouch's collection of intricate items in the ceiling.
I lean over to Clue and I say, I think I want to leave soon, Clue.
Nonsense. Sleepy, now you got to hold up your end of the bargain.
Yes, of course. A deal is a deal. You require the audience of Meldar Silverbeard.
Yes. Before we get there, that is kind of where we need to go.
That is our main thing
that's
that we do want.
Thing.
That's
the thing that we want.
We cannot state that enough.
Second.
Yes.
That's number one for sure.
Yeah.
Number two, but distant number two, mm-hmm. is what are you doing with all this cat? Cat?
Mm.
And did you name it?
Give me a charisma check, Clue.
Can I do...
Charisma check?
Charisma. Straight charisma.
Come on, you charismatic motherfucker. Come
on. That is a 21.
Yeah!
Okay.
Wow.
18 plus 3, baby.
It's getting hot in this room.
Woo!
You see, when you say that, no facial features change on Madame Pouch's face. It's just her eyes blink for a split second as she registers this, and she just continues the conversation.
Yes, I suppose the contents of the crate weren't going to remain a mystery for long. Yes, it is a personal concoction of my...
Wait, you want more people in the city looking like you? Or
do you call them pouchies?
You got a good look, but the eyes, I don't know.
I am a businesswoman, and this is just another item in my vast inventory that I sell to the citizens of Klangadin's base.
Well, we're just happy that we, you know, cut it off at the source. It never got to Faridin.
Yeah, it was going to be traded to Faridin.
Ah, Rogar intended to sell to Faridin, Silverbeard.
Yes.
Tell me, did he have one of these on his possession?
She pulls out a red coin.
Fucking cunt.
He very much did.
I had my suspicion that Rogar was also given one of these. The sneaky little dragonborn thought he could steal my deal out from under me. Thank you so much for correcting things the way they were supposed to be.
Yeah, of course. Just one quick question.
You're working for Faridin?
No!
You're working for Faridin?
My sweet little half-elf, you don't get to where I am today by playing on only one side of a coin.
Right, so...
But what about all the people?
So okay.
What about the army that's marching on the city?
Dylan.
But here's the thing,
how can
Dylan.
You let them?
Here's the thing,
I wish
Dylan.
I had calm emotions.
Just, we're gonna take a quick deep breath because there's
what?
Gray area and everything.
No, okay. We should fight! I pull out Julia.
Dylan,
I'm gonna...
Clue just took two hands off of a man earlier today. I think Gray Zone is where we live at this moment, and that's something we're going to have to talk about
that's,
later.
That but great axe belonged to another man. And
who was also
ago.
Working for Faridin. And
oh, I am not working for Faridin Silverbeard.
You're not?
No, I am in communication with Faridin Silverbeard. Hence why I have these coins. Do you not know what these coins do?
Oh, fuck.
No.
I pull out a coin and I just put it up to my ear.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, who's there?
First of all, Mr. Allagar.
I don't think that's how it works, Clue.
I turned to Sleepy. Yeah, well, what's up?
That
coin's
not,
still on my ear.
That is not how that object works. And I may warn you, you should not try to communicate with Faridin Silverbeard unless you have something he absolutely needs to be interrupted with.
Is it because what? Because he's dangerous? Because just for your context, I may or may not have within a little bit of maybe pride sent Rogar handless to Faridin, telling him to come at us. So is that okay?
Oh God.
Quite bold, Mr. Alagar. You see, it's not wise to call on Faridin Silverbeard unless you have something of great value to offer. Otherwise, it may be the very last thing you do in this world.
Ah, okay. Well,
explain yourself, though. What do these coins do?
Madame Poach?
Yes, my dear.
Would we be able to sit down with you and have you tell us
things?
Yeah, rather than us guessing and assuming.
By all means, you're more than welcome to spend the night in my humble abode.
We appreciate it.
I look at Dylan and I go, oh. This is okay for you, right?
Dylan, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
But I think we all just need to take a breath after today. Today's been a long day. We did a lot today.
Okay.
Dylan puts his great axe back and takes a little seat.
You're really getting quick at whipping that out, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, I see you now are the owner of Julia.
Yeah, I don't know how Dinah feels about it yet. I'll have to talk to her tonight.
Who?
It's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, no, you can show her, Dinah.
Anyway, Sleepy, can you take us to somewhere we can chat
that isn't a tree?
By all means, follow me.
And she brings you deeper and deeper into the mansion. And it looks the exact same as the foyer. Like, again, if you didn't know you were in the middle of a mansion, you'd think you were in a jungle. And she kind of snaps her fingers, and you see vines kind of snake and make their way into the shape of, like, chairs for you to sit down.
Wow.
Cool.
Okay.
Now, what do you want to know about the coins?
Why you have one, everything. What are they all about?
How were you approached?
I was approached by one of Faridin's relic hunters.
You're not a relic hunter yourself?
No, of course. And neither was Rogar. The red coins are a way of communicating with Faridin Silverbeard. So, of course, all relic hunters would have these red coins, but people of great value that Faridin wished to communicate with would also be given red coins as well.
So you were right, Clue.
I see. So I could, theoretically, if I knew how, talk to Faridin Silverbeard himself right now?
If you wish, Mr. Alagar, although I highly advise against it, unless you have something of great value.
Yeah, I definitely don't have that. Okay, cool. Next question.
So were you planning on selling Cat to Faridin?
I trust you understand what might be happening in the city in the next couple of days.
Yes, a lot of people are going to die. And you're going to have a hand in it.
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
And you're okay with that?
Listen, young man. When you play both sides, you never lose. I will be doing business with whatever side comes out on top at the end of this little skirmish.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. So...
Thank you.
So what does he expect of you in the next 2 days?
Nothing.
Insight check.
Sure.
Also insight check. If I'll do the same. It's an 18.
That's a
balls.
3.
8. Six. 9.
Her expression doesn't change. She doesn't appear to be faltering under these interrogating questions. Mm-hmm. She says,
I am merely staying out of the way and supplying the winning side in the aftermath.
So you're not giving this to Faridin, to the army, for when
for
they attack?
Siege.
No. From what I understand, I don't believe Faridin needs it.
Oh. Who do you think is going to win?
Does it really matter?
And she gives almost like a cheeky grin and flashes her eyes in your direction.
Either way, business is booming.
Last question.
Of course.
What's the story behind your name?
Dylan
is Dylan. So you're fine. We're now cool.
No, I'm upset.
But okay.
But it was one of our gifts that we were to receive after completing our mission.
A deal. You did come back with everything accounted for. As you remember, my full name is Endless Pouch of the Sleepy Valley.
Yes.
I am what you would call a tabaxi, and I am not native to Hallow.
Oh.
I am from a different plane of existence.
What plane is that?
It is known by many names, but...
Catsington.
Some people call it Catsington.
I've heard of Catsington before.
Most people call it the astral plane.
Oh.
Interesting. Is milk the drink of choice there?
I don't see why milk is not the favorite drink in all the planes of existence.
Dylan, you would agree with that.
We at least agree on one thing, Madame Pouch.
Yes. And you see, names in my people are not from family. They are created through tribes. And of course, my name is associated with my astrology and the history of my clan. You see, I grew up in a place called the Sleepy Valley. Hence.
I see. And these flowers, these plants that you command here, are they from the astral plane as well?
Indeed they are.
Thank you for answering my question. I'm still mad at you. He turns away.
Thank you for your honesty. I respect it.
Thank you for the open communication. I'm just glad to be here. Anyway, can we sleep now?
Of course. Feel free to rest anywhere you wish. My friendly plants will simply accommodate you.
Is there... So, as you know, before we go to bed, as you know that we need to... Our whole goal is to try and get to the Feywild.
Yes.
So our deadline is tomorrow at... Tomorrow at dusk?
Midnight.
Tomorrow midnight?
So tomorrow is the last day before Hallow's Day. Hallow's Day officially starts at midnight.
Okay, but do we know when the portal opens? Is it the full day?
You don't know.
At some point on that day.
Maybe Madame Pouch noses.
Noses.
Anyway,
Sleepy, do you know when the portal opens on Hallow's Day? Is it for the full day?
That I do not know. I am not a native of the Feywild. Perhaps asking one of them might prove more insightful.
Yeah. Either way, we need up there in the next day. And I think, like you said, the only person who can help us do that is Meldar himself.
A deal is a deal, Bernard.
And Bernard makes his way into this room and presents you with a folded up piece of paper that when you open it, just has a paw print in ink.
You may give this to the guards at gate one, and you will be let in to see Melda.
Okay. And will he know we're coming specifically? Or?
That was not part of our arrangement.
You are absolutely right.
I see.
Great.
I guess we'll have to charm our way in.
We can be charming.
Evidently. Have a good night.
And she climbs up one of the pillars and just disappears into the night of the mansion.
Can I do a perception check for purring?
Sure.
Are you going to be up there all night?
11.
All you hear are the sounds of like a jungle.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I feel not good.
You hear Dax finally breathe.
Yeah, man.
So, do we want to sleep and talk about this in the morning? Or do we want to talk about this
Talk
now?
About what?
You chopping off his hands.
Wait, we're talking about that?
I'm asking. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, just general plans. We're going to go to the Fae.
I've never seen you
we're
like
gonna
that
go
before,
to the king.
Clue.
See me like what?
Like back there, when you were chopping off Rogar's arms.
Yeah, about it?
You had a passion behind those eyes.
Was I being too merciful?
No, I just never seen that side of you before. It was a little scary.
I got a high five. I got a high five, Dylan.
Oh, okay.
High five him back, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you.
As this conversation is going on, Dax turns to you, Minx, and says,
actually, I think I might take off for the night.
I don't feel like spending the night inside here.
I kind of look at him and I'm like, yeah, where do you keep going?
You know, I gotta check in on, my...
It's not like you.
Give me a persuasion check, Minx.
That's a natural 20 plus 9.
Whoa.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me get a morale card.
Get the lady a morale card.
It's the morale card song.
With natural 20, mm-hmm. so 29 total. Dax, you just see his shoulders sink, and he almost lets out a physical but also like very emotional sigh and just... You're right. I haven't been honest with you, Minx. Listen, tomorrow, before you go see the king, maybe stop by the old stomping ground, and we'll have a conversation then. Okay?
I mean, I like kind of give a quick like nod over my shoulder. I'm like, I don't know how much time we'll have.
It won't take long. Trust me.
I'll wake up early. Okay.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah, that's fine.
But you're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I kind of just like squeeze his arm. Okay, I'll see you in the morning.
See you in the morning. And he slinks off to the exit.
I know what he means by that, though, and I know where to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys settling down for the night?
Yeah, I think.
I'm. There's a couple of things I'd like to do before bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Clue, as you're settling down, you maybe try and find a place wherever.
Yeah.
As soon as you pick a spot, you see vines just kind of morph around you. And like, it seems like they're trying to be comforting and like soft, but it does not feel like that at all.
You know what? I don't care. This is great. I unroll my bedroll. It's flat ground. That's all I care about.
Yeah. You put your bedroll down. Lie down and like Devil's Snare from Harry Potter, you see the vines just wrap around you almost like a
me.
Blanket.
Oh, Clue. Yes. Are you okay?
You feel like
I'm already asleep.
Oh.
It's the heaviest weighted blanket.
You're asleep?
Minx.
I kind of look at Clue. I hover over his bed while his eyes are closed. And I just whisper down to him, if you ever pull that shit again, we will have words.
My eyes are still closed. What the fuck do you mean? I'm trying to sleep.
You sent a fucking guy to go and tell our only main enemy right now to come and get us. I don't have the stomach for torture. I know you might, but that's not the way I work.
Oh, snap. If you really think that what I did was the worst... of the two, eyes are still closed.
I assumed.
was the worst of the two options in front of a 17-year-old, then you gotta get a different perspective. Good night.
I move away.
Minx, you settle down. Random spot.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dylan, what are you doing before bed?
I light a torch. And I Indiana Jones in a snake pit, all the vines away from me. Get away from me! Don't touch me! And
you're keeping everyone away.
And I put it around me, like near me.
Okay.
And I lie down on the cold, hard ground, and I put out my bedroll, and I lie down, and I'm going to pull out my stone, and I'm going to see if I can make contact with my mom for a quick second. And I hold the stone and I go, Mom? Hello?
You say that into the stone. Mm-hmm. Stone heats up, vibrates, just as it always does. And nothing responds back.
Hello?
You don't hear any voice at all.
Okay.
And at the same time, Dylan, you feel a sudden burning on your wrists once again. And in the light of the torch, you see another chain added to both Link.
No.
Of your shackles. Don't like that.
How far up is his arm is it now?
It's been one each day?
Not one each day.
Okay, no.
But it's making its way up your forearm, getting close to your elbow.
Oh. I lie down in my bedroll and I pull Dinah and Julia out and I say, I was going to introduce the two of you tonight, but I don't think I'm feeling up to it. And then Dylan's just going to cry until he falls asleep.
Okay. The vines, the vines don't come and surround you, Dylan, but you do see in the torchlight, just off to the side of the room, Bernard is just kind of standing there, just like watching the three of you as you fall asleep for the night.
I don't say anything. I just keep crying and staring at him until I ultimately pass out.
Bernard does not move, and you lose consciousness as you spend the night in Madame Pouch's mansion. You have taken a long rest.
Nice.
I think I've taken a short rest.
Jeez. You all wake up from your long rest in the mansion. Dylan the torch has long been extinguished. Mm-hmm. And you feel rejuvenated. It is a new day, but at the same time, it is the final day before Hallow's Day.
I don't know about you guys, but I had an awful sleep.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I slept great.
How did you sleep, Minx?
Clue and Dylan, you both look towards Minx's direction, and she's not there.
Minx?
We are going to cut back to maybe a couple hours earlier. Minx, you got up early. You see that Clue is still cocooned in these vines, and Dylan looks like he's having a really bad dream right now.
I'm like kicking like with those dog dreams where they're like running.
Can I prestidigitation turn on his torch?
Sure.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
And you make your way out of the mansion. Yeah. As you're making your way back through to the lower rings of Klangenin's base, you see, even though it is very early in the day, the city is thriving. Mm-hmm. As you know, it is Hallow's Day Eve. And every year on Hallow's Day Eve, the citizens of Klangenin's base get ready for the whole festival and celebration of starting the new year, starting the celebration of Hallow's creation. So you can see that the citizens are getting into the festive spirit by hanging lanterns and streamers wherever they can, touching up and repainting all of the statues of the gods of peace as you walk by. The main streets are being cleaned because, as you know, every single ring has its own parade that snakes their way around the entire mountain. It is a massive festival. You also notice a couple things that aren't normal to Hallow's Day Eve. You notice that there are a lot more guards patrolling around, and not just the guards from Klangenin's base, but other guards from different cities of Hallow that you previously noticed when you first came into the city. You also notice that hung up all about, posted everywhere that you can see, are official notices. You've seen these every once in a while. They are official statements from the king. And walking up to one, you can see that it's a very short notice, but it says, "Attention all Klangenin's base citizens. Please be advised that a party of orc rebels have been spotted making their way towards the city. They are expected to arrive on the evening of Hallow's Day Eve. It is encouraged that all citizens remain inside the city walls until this situation is promptly dealt with. This is not a cause for concern. Inhabitants inside the walls will be perfectly safe. Have a wonderful Hallow's Day. Meldar Silverbeard, King of Hallow."
That son of a bitch.
You continue making your way, Minx, towards Ring 7. Mm-hmm. And you go visit the quote-unquote old stomping grounds. Mm-hmm. And you go to Dax's home, making your way into one of the poorer parts of the slums of Klangenin's base. You find Dax already awake, waiting outside. Thanks for coming, Minx.
Hey, bud.
Listen, I kind of didn't want to say this in front of the other two.
That's fair.
But I don't think I'm going to be coming with you to the Fae.
That's okay.
Listen, I know what we've been doing has been scary, and like, there's been a couple close calls, but it's not because I'm scared. It's not. And I really think I can contribute to the group. It's just,
I just hug him. You've done so much. You literally saved our lives at one point. No, I don't want you to get hurt.
Listen, it's not about me getting hurt, Minx. It's, I have responsibilities that
I've been kind of neglecting, and I feel like I can't keep running away any longer. And upon hearing that, you hear the door to Dax's home open, and you hear, Dax! And you see two small children running down the stairs and just barreling into the two of you. You recognize these two as Penny and Richie, Dax's smaller fraternal twin cousins.
Oh, that's adorable.
You see Richie go, Mink, is it true? Is it true that that you and Dax have been off on adventures and fighting bad guys and stuff?
Yeah, it's true. What did he tell you?
Oh, he told us so much. And you see Penny go, he didn't tell us anything. We're supposed to keep it a secret, Richie. Oh, yeah, why, Mink? He didn't tell us anything. Right, Dax? You're right. Top secret confidential mission. And he gives Richie a wink. Now, like I said, go in inside. We're going to be doing a lot more intel later, but I got to talk to Minx first. Okay, Dax, you got it right away.
Okay, bye, Minx.
And Richie and Penny just run back inside. And when they run back inside, another person comes out of Dax's house. You recognize this person. It's an older figure as Old Lady Grouch. And I'm not even going to describe what she looks like. You can imagine what she looks like just all based on the name.
All I need is to hear her voice, Chris.
Hit us with it, baby.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Hi.
Let me guess. You're going on another adventure with this one, are you, Daxy boy?
And Dax turns to Old Lady Grouch. No. I'm staying here. In fact, I think you're good to go. I think that 20 gold I paid you covers the month I was away. Thanks again for the babysitting. Look, I'm here to stay, okay? So feel free to scare other children in the neighborhood, okay?
What are you talking about? I'm a lovely person to be around.
Just the peach of the fucking circle. We know.
No one asked you, Minota Revka.
And Old Lady Grouch just lumbers down the street, and you see like people, children and adults alike, just giving her a wide berth.
Listen, I feel bad about taking the gold from Dylan when I should have been doing my investigating, but I needed to pay Old Lady Grouch. And I don't want any more handouts. I don't want to feel like I'm just bringing you guys down, but I need to stay here. There are people that need my attention even more than you guys.
Well, all I'm gonna say is two things. One, you were with me when I went and talked to my parents.
Yeah, that was rough.
You know the city's gonna be a shit show soon.
Yeah.
Try to get in contact with Merrick. Try to find out somewhere safe you can go.
Hey,
maybe not here.
We got some connections underground.
Yeah, we have you can honestly go stick it out in fucking Rogar's lair for a bit. I don't know. They would have a blast. Maybe go clean it up first, but it's kind of like a doomsday pod down there. But yeah, no. You're smart. You'll figure it out. But two, I'll just miss you, bud.
I'm really going to miss you too, Minx.
No, they definitely need you more than we do. Not saying we don't need you, but they definitely
need
you.
Listen, they can take
more
care of themselves. They just need an adult figure to basically rein them in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's they take after us. That's for sure. That's definitely influenced heavily. So
I think I can be a really good influence on them.
I do too.
I just need to be around.
It's the best way to influence, right?
Yeah. Listen. Don't stay out of trouble, but don't get into too much trouble.
You too. And I just give him one more tight hug.
Dax returns the favor.
And I just, I'll leave the house kind of teary-eyed. Maybe stay like really quick for like a coffee and leave.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on how early I got up. And just futz with the two of them a little bit more and then head out.
You run around the house playing with Penny and Richie. Yeah. They're playing like thieves and dragons. Like
kobolds. We're kobolds.
I'm going to slit your throat.
Perfect.
And you begin making your way back to Ring 3. Around this time.
So cute. Yeah. My goodness.
Around this time,
Dylan and Clue, you are leaving Madame Pouch's mansion.
Yeah.
And you two and Minx kind of meet halfway at the entrance of the gate, and you see that there is someone waiting for you there. Dylan, you see the forlorn-looking elf that was previously at the Amber Lantern last night, who had to get up and leave when things got a little spicy.
You're the guy from the speakeasy.
I beg your pardon?
The Amber Lantern, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes, I was at the Amber Lantern last night. Yeah. I was told by this decrepit-looking fellow with an eye patch that I had to be here. I had
yes. Yes, Wink. Thank you for coming.
Yes, there's not much else I'm doing nowadays.
Fail to get up the mountain.
Oh. And he starts like crying silent tears. Oh. That was cruel.
Oh.
Oh. It's still way too soon.
Oh. Sorry. What was your name?
My name is Balvin. What is your names?
Balvin?
Yes, my name is Balvin.
Balvin.
Balvin. Oh. Well, you... Balvin. Can you wait there for a second?
Okay. And we'll turn around and do a little huddle.
I was gonna. I potentially, was that mean? I don't know. I was gonna offer like maybe getting
bring
him up there with
us.
But
yeah.
the
energy
the first
off.
Sound we.
It's not encouraging.
It's
that's
not,
for sure.
Yeah. Should we find more about him?
Let's just ask him a couple more.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Think.
Yeah. Okay. We turn back.
Minx, you take this.
Oh yeah. Okay, Minx.
Oh.
Oh, I.
But Dylan, you got really good at doing questions.
Okay. Okay.
Yesterday.
Sweet. I pull
it's
out.
It's up to you.
I pull out a notepad.
A journalist in the making.
Question one. Are you originally from the Fae? Oh.
No, but my family originally is from the Fae. I was born here in Hallow. I was born in
Question two. Are you trying to go to the top of the mountain? Are you trying to get to the Fae?
Oh, I was, and I got so close.
And what happened?
Oh.
Question three.
You see, I was attempting to climb the mountain a week ago with a small party in the middle of the night. Uh-huh. They make it so hard to climb the mountain. You see, it's forbidden.
Can we not ad-lib?
We were caught by the Klanganin's base city guard. You see, citizens aren't supposed to be near the mountain. So we were doing it in the middle of the night, of course, under cover of dark. We had paid one of the guards on the walls to let us through an exorbitant amount of money, and that's all gone to waste.
Oh, no.
Nice. That actually leads into the question that you, by the way, you did ignore me, and that's not cool. Is your family important in the Fae?
I don't believe so. I was wanting to go to the Fae as sort of a gap year.
Okay. I put my hand on his shoulder and I say, Blavin.
No.
Better luck next year.
It's Balvin. No.
Oh, I feel really bad.
Balvin, good luck next year. Pay the guards more money,
I
guess.
I have a question. One last one. Yes. I know we were looking for this answer last night. Do you know how long that door is going to be open?
Oh, that's the worst part. You see, I could try again, but the door's only open for less than a minute.
And do you know what time it opens?
Of course. I believe it opens exactly at midnight of Hallow's Day.
So, today.
12 a.m.
Yes.
End of today.
Uh-huh.
And then 12:01. Gone.
Closed.
I know.
Oh, I feel
okay,
really bad.
This guy
for
has
him.
A hernia.
Okay, Balvin.
How did you know? climbing the mountain was so physically exhausting. I didn't even make it up with the time.
You go see a healer or something. Either way.
Here, wait. You've got all your money taken. I pull out Goldie and I'm going to do my daily gold shovel.
Okay.
Here, one second. And I stick the shovel into the ground. Okay. I roll a d20, right?
Yep.
That is a 15.
30 gold.
I pull out. I siphon the dirt, and I say, "Here you go."
All
30. Maybe that's gonna help you, you know, get better and try again next year.
Oh, that's so long away. Yeah. I don't want to get a real job yet.
I just gave you 30 gold, though.
I know.
Yeah.
30 gold is enough to spend to pay for like a month.
You still sound so upset.
That didn't even cover the winter gear I bought for climbing the mountain.
Why don't you give us that gear? We'll pay you for that gear.
Oh, yes.
I suppose if you're giving me 30 gold, I can give you my mountain gear.
Oh, yes, that'd be great.
What else are you going to do with it? It'll be out of style by next year.
Oh, I know. You're saying so many bad things right now.
He gives you one pair of, like, thick coat, pants, hat, all the stuff. But it's only one pair.
Are you done with your questions now? I really should be getting back to the Western Wood.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I really hope we don't meet again.
I hope so too. This has been an awful experience. You guys were just saying nothing but mean and awful things.
Just to be sure. Your family, what is your last name? What's your family name?
Why?
Just in case.
Give me a second while I make up a last name.
What's his name, Chris?
We don't have all day.
Well, if you must know, my name is Balvin Stockbrew.
Stockbrew.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I go?
Yes.
Please leave.
Balvin, as much as this conversation has made me feel worse, maybe it's best to find some shelter tonight.
Yes, I wasn't going to wander around the streets. I was going to sleep somewhere.
Yes. Probably higher up is better.
I was going to sleep at the Ember Lantern last night, but it got a little spicy.
It did. Okay, well, anyway, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
And he just walks down the street.
And then I just turn to the group real quick and I say...
Was that your dad?
No. No. Really? Clue? Do I... Really?
I mean, guy, listen.
We're walking.
Dylan's a little
fragile. Walking and we're talking.
Dylan's a little fragile. He kind of like starts to take it personally.
I'm kidding. Listen, don't be so.
I didn't have a good sleep last night, but also I tried reaching out to my mom again, just to see if I could figure out what time the door would open, and I didn't hear anything back.
Good news is we're gonna see her tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Yep.
Wait, Minx, where's Dax?
Oh shit. Where? Right.
He's...
Is he hiding?
No, he's going to stay behind.
Oh.
Yeah. It's fine. Behind. Everything's fine.
What do you mean behind?
He's got other stuff he has to take care of here. So he's going to stay in the city for a bit.
I wish I could have said goodbye.
Yeah, that seems...
I think he needed this.
Yeah. No, okay. Of course.
But I appreciate you guys taking us in.
I think...
And, well, coming with us, technically. You came to my space, so.
Well, I hope he's prepared for what's to come.
I'm sure we'll see him when we come back.
He couldn't have been more prepared, I think, after traveling with us, so.
Nice.
Thank
That's
you.
Good to hear.
Okay.
One.
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Oh.
I'm so excited to hear what this is.
Did he... give you my crossbow to give back to me?
No, he's keeping that, I think.
It's fine. I wanted him to have it. So should we go to Meldar's?
I think so.
We're
a ring away.
Yeah.
Two rings away.
We're two rings away.
I didn't say anything to Madame Pouch before leaving because it was early, but you guys say anything? You say bye? No?
I don't know.
Okay.
I teleported to the front door.
I operated
there. We're still at the front of the gate, right? The front gate in front of our house.
I think we've been walking. Chris, did Madame Pouch say goodbye to us?
I left a note.
Ooh.
What was written in the note, Clue?
What was written in the note?
Something tell us, sexy.
Tell Dylan and Minx what was written in the note.
Dylan and Minx, I think.
Or just tell Chris.
And then I'm going to roll insight.
Okay. I just said thank you for the introduction.
Okay. You said,
thank
I'm
you.
Rolling insight.
Oh,
damn. That's a 3.
21.
Okay.
21. What did you actually say?
You're right.
So you know nothing.
Yeah.
Clue said thank you.
I doubt that. Minx, I think Clue, he's very succinct. Mm-hmm. So I think Clue would have gone, there's nothing like overtly like flirty or anything like that.
Yeah.
Nothing. But there is probably like some form of like very... straightforward scripture like from the Church of Cord
oh,
of
God.
Like
strength.
Fucking Bible quotes.
Yeah.
But
straight up. So like of like strength like yeah. matters most. And like I see the strength God. In like the thing that she's running, and that like we'll see her again on like equal exchange terms.
Just like Cord said like that. In the book of strength is stronger than strength.
That might be the book.
Very good.
Holy balls.
Okay, yeah, so anyway.
Oh, great. Okay, so you gave a little sign off. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So we're headed.
It was very awkward as you handed it to Bernard.
No, I just left it.
Okay.
She'll find it. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think I just like held it up and to see if the plants would like.
Perfect. You held it up and.
Ooh.
The plants out. Sneak down and grab the note.
She'll notice that eventually.
Yeah.
And I walked away.
You finally leave ring 3 and arrive in ring 2. This is the ring of production. You notice there's a lot of masonry, a lot of manufacturing, and most importantly, the entrance to the mines under Mount Moradin, where Meridium is mined itself. And because of this incredibly, incredibly valuable space, you see a lot more guards patrolling this area of the city, and you see a lot of them wielding weapons and donning armor that are made of Meridium as well.
Oh. Can I do a perception check to see if I can see a similar post-it to what Mink saw on her?
I won't even make you roll.
Okay.
Yes. As you've been walking, you see a lot of posts. They were scattered throughout the city. It looks like in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I rip one off the wall and I take it as we're walking and I say, Orc attack? Orc rebels? He's definitely covering it up, right?
Yeah. Don't speak too loud, though. Not here.
Sorry. I just don't think this is right.
You don't need to fix everything that you think is wrong.
Well, then what would I be good for?
Just getting to the Feywild, for one.
Yeah.
Let's deal with that problem first. This problem we can leave for others to deal with, because what are you going to do?
Well, we are going to go see the king, so. And then I keep walking in front of...
I like that, Dylan. We are going to go see the king, so maybe you should write a letter to your local government and make a change.
I'm voting. Are you?
I slowly turn to Minx and I go, is he going to be a hassle in front of the king of Hallow?
Flashback to the Bigby interaction. Flashback to the Wandering Wonder. Flashback to every single encounter that Dylan has gone through.
Yes, Clue. Yes.
I have a headache. I have a headache.
Dylan is firmly clutching the paper in his hand.
Okay. Well, do you want to lead the way with that piece of paper?
I'm already leading it.
Okay. Well, we're going to the gate.
I feel like I'm like Dylan's like wrestling hype up person, just being like, okay, just like remember, we have a goal.
Yes.
But I like the energy. Just like kind of like shoulder massage kind of vibe, okay. but like we gotta tap me in if you need me.
Okay.
Just that's it.
Okay. Yes, coach. Copy.
Okay, we're walking.
You finally leave ring 2 and you find yourself outside of ring 1. The first ring of Klangen in space. You are at the base of Mount Moradin. And as you can see, this is the only ring in the city that still has a wall encircling it. And as you approach the gates, you see that it is heavily guarded with guards that are in Meridium armor and have Meridium weapons. As you approach the gate, you see one approach. Say your business.
Show him the paper.
Show him the paper.
What paper?
The one that you're holding in your hand.
Wait, no, I'm clutching the poster off the wall.
Who's on?
This isn't true. Your government's a lie.
Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god. I open up that.
Roll initiative. No, I'm kidding.
I open up the actual piece of paper. I guess I have it. So I open up the piece of paper that Pouch gave us with the paw print.
Okay. You hold up that piece of paper. You see the face of the guard, who is very confrontational, change. He takes the piece of paper and says,
we're here to have an audience with the king.
Give me one second. I need to talk to my boss for one quick second. Just wait right here.
Your boss?
He goes over to start conferring with some of the other guards, who are also very caught off by the presentation of this piece of paper. And in the meantime, as you're kind of waiting, you
begin looking around, and you see that there are a group of guards surrounding what looks to be a guard in different armor. Rather than the Meridium steel-plated city guard official armor, you see that this person is donning leather armor of some kind. And it appears that this is a middle-aged man, receding hairline, but you can see that they have lots of smile lines. And
no.
You can hear him from here as he's...
No!
As he's...
You son of a bitch!
You hear... Did you hear about the bard who became a farmer? Deathly silence. Now they can turn up the music and drop the beat.
I turn to Nate. Oh my god, it's Tyler.
Oh my god, it never gets old.
As soon as Clue laughs, tremendously, all the guards turn, including Tyler from Tillville, and he says, I can't believe it. Clue Standy, and saunters over.
Tyler, you son of a bitch! I walk up to him, and I think hands outstretched, and I'm going to give him a big bro hug. Mm-hmm.
He returns it.
Great. The moment we release, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Oh, I'm crying. Holy
oh my god.
Shit.
Give me an intimidation check, Clue.
Intimidation?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm trying to hit him.
I'm aware, but you're punching guards in front of other guards.
Can I see if I hit him first?
I'll say, I won't even make you roll an attack. This is completely by surprise. We're going to do the intimidation.
Okay, intimidation. 17.
17. A few of the guards just try and reach for their weapons, but... Don't move. And you see that the guard that you gave the Madam Pouch paper to says, no, don't touch him. Let them do their thing. Oh. And Tyler on the ground wipes the blood off his face and just... Wow. That really hurt.
What is happening?
Oh, I help him up. I can never stay mad at you, but I'm pissed. All right, you should have never left Tillville.
Clue, it wasn't my choice. I was forced to. It was under the decree of King Meldar.
I don't give a shit Meldar has to say. I'm going to see him right now. I'm going to give him the same...
He won't. I look into the guards.
Clue was just worried about Dylan being a hazard, beating the king.
Clue.
You're right. Clue. Not the same treatment. I look at the guard with the paper. Not the same treatment. Meldar's the king. Right. This guy is just a... We're old pals.
I lean to Dylan and I'm like, this is still the most love I think I've ever seen Clue displayed. Any living creature.
Yeah, he really likes Tyler.
Yeah, this is like affection.
This is wild.
I turned to you guys and did you hear the joke that he told earlier? Maybe you didn't hear it loud enough. Just can you tell another, Tyler?
Well, I was saving this one, but I guess it is the time. You know, I actually met a priest the other day who's cursed and couldn't cast Create Water. I told him to get well soon.
Oh! Whoa!
You know, because there's water in a well, so he because
there's water in a well, guys.
He needs to get well soon.
Yeah, no,
you know,
it's,
Tyler,
it's,
I actually...
It's an acquired joke. It's quite sophisticated, I know.
They don't get it. They're not on the level.
You know what? I've been trying to tell the guards around here.
They don't get it, like, well, like water. Right, Minx? Anyway, let's go see the king. You're coming with us, right, Tyler?
No, unfortunately, I have to stay here at my post. I'm not allowed to see the king. The guards have insisted that I don't come anywhere near.
Nonsense. Right, guys? Tyler can come with us.
No.
Tyler sounds like he's got a job to do.
Yeah. It's actually not the time, Tyler.
Oh, that's funny. That's one of our things. Anyway, Tyler, I'll tell you about it later.
If I go to the king, who's going to keep up morale around here?
It's true.
And you see all the guards behind Tyler just
All right, well, I mean, I gotta catch you on the flip side, all right?
Yes, of course. And on the down low, between you and me, this little skirmish that's gonna be happening, it's gonna be a breeze, so nothing to worry about here. Apparently, the orcs coming to the capital are only a few hundred strong.
Well, get this. Here's this for funny. It's like a hundred times that. So you're gonna just mull that over. We're gonna go see the king. You fucked over Tilville, and now you're fucked. So goodbye.
Wow. Talk about getting punched in the face.
And I walk away.
This is my favorite. Yeah, I went from having my worst interaction with Clue ever. That was one of my favorite.
Amazing.
Holy fucking shit. Oh my god.
Okay. I'm laughing as I walk
away.
Are
we going to see the king now?
Did you got how funny. Now you know what I'm talking about.
I see it now. Yeah, no, you had only talked about it, but now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should write a funny book of all of the quips, and then you could take it with you and spread the good word of Tyler.
That's a good idea. You should actually tell that to him next. You know, maybe should we tell him now?
It's okay. We'll catch him on the next one.
On the way back.
Yeah.
All right. Tyler, catch you on the next one.
Goodbye, Clue.
Later.
I will see you later.
Christ. We got back the piece of Madame Pouch's paper.
Yeah,
we keep,
yeah. The
we
guard
keep going.
Hands it to you back.
Thank you so much. Ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. Do we have somebody guiding us, or is it a pretty straight path?
Making your way into ring one.
Yeah.
Minx, you've never been in ring one.
No.
This is the smallest ring in Klanganan's base, because there isn't a lot in this ring besides one thing. Silverbeard's stronghold. The steps leading up to the stronghold appear ancient, and in some areas even treacherous. Not very maintained at all. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate between the stairs and the mountain itself. Clearly, the castle does not have very many visitors that go this way. As you continue to climb the steps and look back behind you, you see the rings of Klanganan's base sprawled out underneath you. Minx, this is a view of the city that you've never seen before. You've never been this high to get a view of Klanganan's base in this way.
Holy.
Wow.
It's funny you say that, because you see sprawled around you, you see all the rings, and Clue in the distance. Maybe you couldn't see it when you're in the ring, but in ring four, you might see a steeple of some kind. Maybe a church of cord.
Hey, Clue. It's your church.
Wait, hold on.
Kind of point it out on the
skyline. Yeah, you can see the symbol. Wow, I wonder if that's where the eye lives. And can I do an insight check? Or not an insight check, maybe a history?
I'd let you roll a history. Yeah. History, or even insight if you want, Clue.
12.
12? You don't know whether or not the Eye of Kord would actually, like, be physically just in the church. Again, like, the Eye probably hasn't been seen for quite a number of years.
Right,
But you could probably assume that this is one of, if not the oldest church of Kord in Hallow. Turning around, making your way closer to the stronghold, you could see that this spectacle would look a lot grander as a building if more of it were actually visible. Because as you can see, as you approach the main entrance, the majority of the stronghold was constructed inside the mountain, with the entrance being the main part on the outside. Mm. So it's almost like an iceberg in a sense, where only like probably 10% of the actual inside is visible.
Cool.
On the outside of the mountain.
Interesting.
And just as we walk in, Chris, first of all, we're just going to, as we walk, can we maybe talk to ourselves? Are we around these guards?
There are no guards.
Oh.
You are.
We're not even being, like, guided.
You are walking up the stairs to Silverbeard Stronghold on your own.
Wow. Okay. So in that case, I can talk kind of, maybe still quiet, because there could be people listening. But
the walls have ears.
Do we have any, do we have any plans on how we can coerce the king of the only world any of us have ever known into doing the thing we want him to do immediately?
I confidently look at Clue and I say, yes.
Okay. And that plan is?
That there's a relic in the Fae that he needs, and we know where it is.
Oh, that'll do.
I mean, it's a pretty good plan.
That's a pretty good plan.
I know. I've been thinking about it since Thorol's basement.
Yeah.
I daydream a lot about any of these situations.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
This is actually like the one, like I do think Dylan would be like a good, again, tap us in if you need us, but like this is you and your mom. This is
Wait, so we're letting, wait, whoa.
Like to some degree, obviously, Dylan, we've been learning. We've been working on public speaking skills. Again, just walking upstairs.
Your step. It's
we've
really
been learning about not accusing people of like war crimes or crimes that they may or may not have committed in their house.
We know that there's bad stuff happening here. Mm-hmm. I do not encourage, facilitating a drug lord empire in the city. I don't think that's a great option, specifically when there's people specifically making those drugs in the city.
Yes.
You know, like, I don't personally, in this moment, if you want to go and see your mom, mm-hmm. if we want to get to this thing.
The king's probably got to be on our good side.
Yes, of course. Just like Madame Pouch was.
Yeah, you also.
Yeah.
Accused
her.
We had to make some pretty high charisma checks there, pal. just to get her on our good side.
What is a check?
You're right. You're right. So we're gonna go ahead and
preach.
We're gonna go ahead and let you take the lead. Just know that we got your back, and also let's be nice and play. Let's play this real close to the chest. All right.
We're not gonna do it together.
Dylan, no, we're doing it together.
We're doing it together. You've heard my thoughts on the king and his brother. You've heard Clue's thoughts on the king and his brother. But ultimately, this is your journey.
Okay. Okay.
I have reason to go to the Fae.
Of course.
All my own, but...
Okay, as long as you guys are here with me, like... I mean, I don't want to force any of you to come, you know, for the sake of me my mom.
The big sword is really, really cool. So...
That's what I thought.
I'm gonna go there.
Right.
Yeah, so don't worry. We're just saying...
And Minx, I know that you want to go figure out how the Fae works and the sources of magic that are available there, but...
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Okay.
So let's... All right, let's do it.
Okay.
It seems like we have a plan, and the plan is Dylan Buckley.
His grub here?
Yeah, so I was just about to ask... Honestly, I was just about... I've been thinking about him for the last few... Well, for an hour, and I haven't been able to bring him in.
Well, I was going to say...
Hey, pal.
Wow. Whoa. You're still here. Oh,
Grub
shit.
Has presumably been napping a lot of today.
Nice. Well, I was going to say, I definitely don't want to let you guys down and Grub. But more importantly, I can't let my mom down. So...
Yeah.
We know.
So, okay. So let's do it.
Okay.
Are we somewhere near a gate?
You have arrived at the front entrance of Silverbeard Stronghold.
Is it a big door?
It's a massive door.
Okay. Can we push it open?
Are we strong enough?
I do a little light knock. Hello?
I think I push the door open. I don't think we knock. Let's take this
just
confident.
Doing like an Aragon.
I think we're doing a full on. I'm going to just push it open. We're here on Madame Pouch's dime.
Clue
opening it.
Little Dylan running in front.
You swing open the door. And the sound echoes into the great hall that you walk into. You see that it is long and vast. And slightly darker than you expected. But of course, it is a great hall in the middle of a mountain. The pillars of the hall, several meters wide, snake all the way toward the ceiling, but their tops are lost in the cavernous darkness above. As you make your way through this hall, even the lightest of footsteps, even Grub's footsteps, echo, bounce off the walls of this great expanse of space. You notice that the architecture of the hall isn't familiar to any of you. It appears to be from a time of Hallow's ancient history, back when they used to create buildings and temples and structures using different forms, probably magic itself. Fire grates have been carved along the walls of the hall, the likely usual source of light for a place like this, except they're all extinguished at this time. Maybe that's why it's so dark in here. Maybe none of them are lit as well, because you, as soon as you walked into this hall, you noticed the sweltering heat. Despite this being in the middle of a mountain, this feels way hotter than it should. And like some of you who are wearing armor, Clue and Dylan, you feel yourself almost sweating instantly as you're walking through these halls. As you're walking through, you also see statues along the walls of this hall. Statues of former Silverbeard kings and queens lining the hall. Known to be fierce warriors, great architects, intellectual scholars, each expanding on the history of Hallow in their own way. You see two statues that are tremendously different in age. On the left, you see the most recent statue, the statue of the king before Meldar, his father, King Faldrum. A well-respected king, and was pivotal in the Great Orc Rebellion. On the right, you see the oldest statue. You see the statue of Clanged and Silverbeard himself, the first king of Hallow, but the last Exarch.
Wow.
Known to be one of the greatest fighters and generals the history of Hallow has ever seen. And
was he a member of the Church of Court?
Give me a perception check, Clue.
That's a 7 plus 2, 9.
9? You don't see anything on the statue that would signify that he was a member of the Church of Cord, because as you know, he was an exarch of Moradin.
Right.
So he followed a different god. But you do see, upon gazing at this statue, you do recognize the sword he is wielding in the statue.
Which is the big boy.
Which looks to be the exact same as the drawing in Thoril's basement. It looks like a relic of Moradin.
Okay.
Finally, at the end of this long entrance hall, you see a door just off to the side that is partially open and light is flickering in from inside.
We go to the door.
I turn to Clue and Manx and I look them in the eyes and I say, "Do you trust me?"
"No."
I turn to Manx and only look at her. "Do you trust me?"
I stand up a bit straighter and hope Dylan kind of mirrors it, and I nod.
You swing open the door to this room just off of the entrance hall. There's only one person in this room. They are currently pondering over a large table in the center that almost looks like a map of Hallow. You see this person stand up straight. It is a dwarf, but rather tall for a dwarf. You see that as they stand up straight, they're probably around 6 feet tall.
Wow.
They currently don't appear to be muscular or large in stature. They don't quite fill out the meridium armor that they're currently wearing. They're sporting a crown that appears to be made of some sort of ancient stone. And they have long, shaggy gray hair and a flowing beard to match, although both are well kept and appear regal. Although their face is etched with frown and age lines, they seem to be, or appear to be, a lot older than they probably are. You see King Meldar Silverbeard staring back at you as you walk into this room.
"I told the gods to leave me alone during this time, so this must be important. Who are you and what are you doing here?"
Dylan.
"We have some information."
Dylan stands up straight and he takes 2 steps closer. And he gets on one knee and he says, "King Meldar, my name is Dylan Silentstar, son of Kinala Silentstar, one of the greatest fighters in the Orc Rebellion. I know where the relic of Moradin is in the Fae, and I can get it to you. On one promise, that you get us to the Fae door that opens tonight."
"That is quite a proposition, Dylan Silentstar. Why don't you come in so we can have a proper conversation?"
"Thank you." And I get up and I wave Clue and Minx over. And my face is covered in sweat and in extreme doubt of myself. I turn back terrified.
I guess I tiptoe in. All right. Yep.
As you approach this large table, and you can actually see, yes, it is a map of Hallow, and it almost is like a war table where you can see that there are little like tokens representing different factions spread out around it. And you see there's a huge clump of them at the center where Klangadin's base is mapped out. And very close by, you can see that there are a couple little flags that appear to be, I won't even make you roll, maybe orc-like in symbol.
Me and my dad would play Risk a lot. Are you winning?
When you're king of Hallow, young Dylan, it's hard to say whether you win or lose.
I think Clue, being a man like who's been a part of the army, was part of the, well, fought against the Orc Rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's showing deference, but I'm gonna point to the clump that's representing Faradin and his army.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, families can be hard, especially when they are wielding powers that shouldn't be wielded on this plane of existence.
Tell me, what are your names again? It appears that I do not know a lot about you, but you seem to know a lot about the comings and goings of the figures at play here. I know young Dylan, Silent Star, but the two of you?
We established Silent Star, right? Like, we established
We did, right?
Kinala, yeah, okay, Silent Star.
It's the first time you've introduced yourself.
Yes. Which is why, Yeah.
My name is Clue Standy. I was a... What would be my highest rank in the military?
It's funny you ask that, Hartley, because as Clue is thinking about that, you draw a blank. You know you spent time in the Great Orc Rebellion. You know you were important, but you don't remember what your rank was.
Oh, shit. Were you brainwashed?
I think I stumble. I go, Clue Standy, I was a, I fought.
He was a soldier.
I fought against the orcs in the Great Orc Rebellion under you. And I was awarded, honors. I'm a local lord in Tillville.
I see. I've met a lot of, veterans of the past, some better off than others, I hate to admit. But Standy, you say, perhaps in relation to a Jonas Standy?
Yeah, he's my uncle.
Ah, I see. Jonas Standy did a lot of work for my father, King Faldrum. I believe he is currently in the Feywild itself, acting as a diplomat of Hallow.
Yes, this is something I know as well.
Insight check.
on me? Assuming Clue didn't know that.
That's a 15 for me.
Yeah, you know Clue didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does Meldar? Or no? Yeah, does Meldar know? No, he doesn't. Meldar doesn't know.
Meldar's just meeting you.
Meldar doesn't get a chance to roll an insight check.
Because I said so.
But thank you for your service. It was a horrible time, that rebellion. And... you, my dear, what is your name?
Minorda Refka.
I see.
I have no titles.
Titles are sometimes meaningless. Sometimes it is not the titles that one possesses, but the character within themselves that we deem most important.
As he says that, though, Minx does recall that he was the one that removed all soldiers protecting smaller cities. Mm-hmm. The capital.
Oh, yeah. Dylan didn't forget.
Yep.
Now, to important matters. You know of the relics of Moradin and the rumor that Faradin, my brother, is wielding one as we speak. Tell me, how did you come to possess this knowledge?
I think Clue will, for the what seems like 10th time in the last 2 days... pull out one of the red coins.
Oh,
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Pull out one of the red coins.
Oh, yeah.
And say, we've run into a few of your brothers.
Relic hunters.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of we've run into a few of your brothers, less than reputable subordinates. And we've had to deal with them because of some decisions that were made pulling the guards from local townships. I'm not sure if you know anything to do with a Tyler, perhaps.
I don't think he knows Tyler Clue.
But he must. He's so funny.
You pull out the red coins. He doesn't seem threatened in any way as you pull out the coins of Faridin. But much like the way he's been talking in this conversation, you see him pondering this new information. His figure doesn't give off the sense that he is like a warrior in a sense. He's more a thinker. So he processes this information for a split second and says, I detect some bitterness in that statement about soldiers leaving small towns. Quite impressive that you have these items in your possession and live to tell the tale. Tell me, where did you get these from?
Two gnomes in Tillville.
Three gnomes in Tillville.
Three dark gnomes in Tillville. That terrorized the town and killed one townsfolk.
Tillville, you say?
We make bread.
I'm well aware of Tillville and its great importance to the capital and to the continent of Hallow itself, but this is puzzling news that three young adventurers come to Clangadin's base wielding this knowledge of relics of Morden. Tell me, and this may be a quite peculiar question. Does the term "isn't the time" mean anything to the three of you?
It's not the time to ask that question.
Are you referencing our chant?
So
how do you know those words?
Sorry. Yes.
It's actually not the time.
It's actually not the time. That's us. We are team not the team not the time.
So you accept the name, Clue.
Their team
I give Clue a big hug. I knew you'd come around.
Oh, okay.
But how do you
I put grub on your head?
You're a king.
Quite extraordinary. I was told that the small adventuring party, who call themselves Not the Time, certainly perished in a fight in Tillville. But here you are, miraculously alive. Quite extraordinary.
Who told you that we
Cadmus.
Perished?
Cadmus.
And you know of Cadmus as well. It must be the three of you.
I do like a little like shy like a little kick on the ground. Of course we know Cadmus.
Yeah, Cadmus tried his absolute best to help us in that fight, but then he decided to turn tail and run when the going got rough.
Well,
it made sense.
It made sense for some of us. Where did you...
No, I'm not blaming you. I turn away. I put my back to the king. But I'm not blaming you, Minx. Listen, I get it.
Sir, King...
Meldar.
Meldar.
Please.
Thank you. Did Cadmus come to you?
Of course. Cadmus relayed all the information that you have been trying to spill onto me as soon as he arrived. I am well aware of who might be in possession of the sword in the Feywild, this Aravan Elysia, as it were. So you do not bring me new information, but you give me comfort knowing that there are a few less of my brother's relic hunters in Hallow. So I thank you for that.
Well, the new information, Dylan, if you don't mind, is that we do intend to go to the Fey. Given potentially your assistance. No.
And that we know where it is. And also have the support of Dylan Silver Star.
Silent Star.
Silent Star. Silence. Dylan Silent Star's mother.
I am well aware of Kinala Silent Star and her great deeds. I myself fought alongside her near the end of the rebellion.
Really?
And I must say, young man, she was a remarkable fighter.
Wow.
Is.
Yes, of course. I have not seen her for many, many years. I can only assume she is doing the good deeds.
Me too.
Yeah. We're dealing with some trauma there.
Aren't we all nowadays?
We're working through it.
King Meldar, can you help us get to the top of the mountain before midnight tonight?
I see. You wish to travel to the Feywild to bring back this relic?
Yes. We know that time works differently there. We don't know how long it's going to take to get it, but we equally don't know how long it'll take on this side to bring help back. And we know you need help.
Yes, and exactly that. Knowing you need help, we're nothing but additional hands to help get it.
I know Cadmus is capable, and I'm sure that your own relic hunters are capable. But I pull off the ring and the pendant.
Mm-hmm.
I have a connection to the bloodline of Erevin Elisir to some degree. And I show him that it says Oath and Titania. And Titania is on that bloodline. And that's one thing that Cadmus doesn't have.
I'm going to ask all three of you to give me a group persuasion check. I'll say with advantage, all three of you.
All three of us?
All three of you.
22.
21.
19.
19, 22, nice. And 21.
Yay! Are we best friends with the king now, Chris?
Does he want to adopt us?
You see that Meldar takes your pendant and takes Thorol's ring, looks at them in his hands, has the same puzzled look as he's deep in thought, and almost gives a very small chuckle.
Well, considering I can't read Elvish, I'm going to have to take your word for it, young man.
Right. Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
Having a connection in the Feywild would be important on the journey I have in mind for Cadmus. But tell me, young adventurers, you all seem so young.
Thank you.
Old man Clue.
I'm like, wow, he has really bad eyesight.
You all seem so young. Why are you enlisting yourselves voluntarily on a mission that has nothing to do with you? It's simply a bickerness between two frustrating siblings in control of a continent.
Because unless this doesn't stop, people will die.
And because there's a cool sword involved.
We each have our reasons. Our personal reasons as to why we want to go to the Fae, sir.
But your mission takes priority, since that is the reason we'll be going there. And you have my promise.
I appreciate the promise, Dylan Silentstar. Although I cannot promise you that you will be safe on this journey, despite your deep roots in the Feywild. I cannot promise safety or guarantee a return back for any of you. This is a mission that you must decide to do on your own.
With your help to get to the top of the mountain, though, right?
Being a king
does have its perks. I start high-fiving. both Minx. Minx, put it up. Put it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
He just slaps Dylan's ass and just keeps... Yep. Very...
Yes.
Yes!
I do have connections that will get us to the top of the mountain.
Us?
Metaphorically speaking,
oh,
you three,
cool,
as well as Cadmus himself.
King Meldar, do you have eyes up there? Do you have a look at the summit?
I have gotten reports that there are currently people waiting up there for when the door to the Fae does open, yes.
Do you believe any of them might be Faradins, relic hunters?
That I do not know. The majority appear to be elves, but nowadays we never can be too careful, can we?
Yes.
Tell me, my new relic hunters.
Nice.
In training, of course.
I little high five to Minx again.
I give it.
She did. She gave it. Yeah.
Is there anything else you wish to ask?
Actually,
a king.
So many things. And I feel bad that this is technically... do you happen to have, I don't know, like a supply room of potentially... Just being a king, having protection around
She's
you.
She's a magician with no magic. She needs orbs.
If you happen to have orbs, I know we're traveling to the Fae. I don't know how magic works there, but if you have any, it would be very handy in this mission. Good King Meldar.
Gee, well, from my understanding, magic in the Fae works a little differently than Hallow, where the use of element orbs is not necessary.
Okay, I had heard the rumor. I've never been...
You are a Satyr. You've never been to the Fae Wild.
Nope. And that goes into...
She's a Klangadin's base native.
Discussions with my parents, but that's another day and another topic and lots of...
Parents are from Klangadin's base. What are their names?
Minx kind of freezes. Kaspars and Helena Revka, they both work in...
The Satyrs who work as Meridium advisors. Yes.
They work...
I'm aware of the good work that the Revka do. Let me tell you, you have good parents, Minerva.
Norda.
What did I say?
Minerva.
Apologies, I have a lot on my mind
today. I understand. There's a lot happening today. I have good parents. Yes, I have good parents. Thank you.
Now, unfortunately, I must stay here during the time of Hallow's Day, so I will not be accompanying you on this journey. As you know, there is going to be a little standoff occurring today.
A little.
Let's hope it doesn't come to a big standoff.
Are you prepared for Faradin's army?
From my understanding and my sources, the orc tribes that he has amassed marching to the city only number a few hundred. I, despite some beliefs of those in this room, collected a large number of soldiers for the safety of Hallow's citizens. The numbers of guards in Klangadin's base number close to 10,000. I believe, even with the rumor of my brother's extra power, that should be more than enough to protect its citizens.
Dylan just sighs. Okay. There is one thing I would love to ask.
Yes.
The town of Grainbellow. Is there any way you could keep that safe?
My dear young half-elf, I try to keep every city, town, hamlet in Hallow as safe as possible. It is my job as king. It is a job I do not take lightly. Sometimes I have to pull security from different places, if it means security for the greater good.
And for yourself.
For the greater good. As a fellow risk player myself, you never want to spread out your troops too lightly.
Okay.
Especially when you know where your opponent will be attacking.
That's a really good reference. Wow. I've never played this game, but that seems very cool. That seems like a very well thought out DM thing. Wow. Incredible.
It is quite a fun pastime, if I do say so myself.
You really are a thinker.
Okay, well, I mean, you are king for a reason.
I am king because my lineage forced me to be king. It is not a role that I chose, but what kind of king would I be if I didn't live up to the mantle?
Right.
Now, as you know, time is ticking, and you don't have a lot of time, so...
There's not the time for this.
Ah.
Not the time. I don't know why I'm doing this. I shouldn't be leading this. This feels wrong.
So time is... We're running out.
Cadmus did mention this chant.
Would you like to be a part of it?
I will politely...
I put my hand over top of the king's hand. And I look at...
which is at his side.
And I look at Minx and Clue. I say, come on.
Yeah, I join in.
It goes like this. Yes. Not the time. Not the time.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I now understand the feeling that Cadmus had. Oh, speak of the devil himself.
I don't think he likes being called that.
And as you all turn to the entrance to this room, you see, dressed in winter garb, the familiar face of Cadmus standing in the doorway. And that is where we're going to end the session.
Cadmus!
Oh.
Woo!
Oh my god. Duh.
Oh boy!
Oh boy!
God, a big really one. Just gabbed to the king at the end.
We just kept gabbing. Gabba gabba! Wow!
Can't believe we had no guards around.
Oh my goodness! I know he's
trusting. He trusts Madame Pouch. That anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Last call.
Mm-hmm. Well,
last call.
This is a long one, so we're gonna have a lot to talk about.
We sure will.
But once again, thank you so much for listening to Trouble at the Tavern.
Episode 21.
Episode 21. We're getting up there. Yep.
Can you do something for me? Shout out Drake. Shout out the Six. Shout out Toronto.
Toronto.
What?
Shout out Toronto.
Sorry, I'll enunciate. Shout out Drake. Shout out the Six. Shout out Toronto.
Why are we shouting them out?
Before we shout them out, let's talk about our own shout outs. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it is Trouble at the Tavern. You can send us an email at troubleatthetavern@gmail.com. Once again, we are Chris, Mike, Hartley, and Maggie. We'll see you next time on Trouble at the Tavern or on the last call that we're about to record right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right now.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
21.
Why?
Hey everyone, Michael here. Just wanted to give a big shout out to tabletopaudio.com for letting us use their sounds and music in this episode. If you'd like to play your own D&D game to the sounds and music you heard here today, head on over to tabletopaudio.com. They have a huge selection of 10-minute ambiances and music for you to use. Another big shout out to our buddy Shiel for making the intro and outro music. Bye-bye.